Hello and welcome to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Nathan Lynn, an 18-year-old high school student. Financial literacy is a term we often hear, but it can often be difficult to figure out what it truly means and why we need to have it. To start, Nate, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm Nate. I'm a student at Freedom High School, and I've committed to Penn State recently. I'm going in for architectural engineering, and my mom is actually a financial advisor.
Oh, great. So you're going to know a lot about financial literacy today. Thank you for sharing. So financial literacy is the knowledge of banking, saving, and investing. It's basically the idea of being able to make smart and informed decisions when it comes to managing your finances. Can you tell me what you know about financial literacy, Nate?
Well, I know that you should always have more coming in than you're putting out.
Okay, so smart saving and budgeting.
Yep.
So do you have any experience maybe from your jobs or, you know, employment where you've learned a little bit about managing your finances?
Well, for a while I only worked one job, and I learned that only working a few days a week isn't normally enough if you want to sustain like a high spending lifestyle. So
is that what you would say you have?
Absolutely. So I ended up getting a second job because if you work frequently enough, you can afford to kind of like go out and eat food every once in a while. You can afford to sort of keep spending things and still having a profit in life.
So you work two jobs now because you thought it was important to, you know, you were spending a little bit, but you wanted to save a little bit more basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And where do you work? What are your two jobs?
I work at the Apollo Grill and Hotel Bethlehem in both the restaurants. I am a busser. I'm hoping to become a server, but that's what I am now.
Awesome. So you work in food services. So can you tell me why financial literacy is important for you specifically, or maybe looking towards your future, how it's going to be important?
Well, with college coming up, I'm going to need to be a little more smart with my spending because it's not cheap to go to college, especially not where I'm going. I'm going to Penn State, and it's a good $30,000 a year.
Right. I'm in a similar position. Yeah, I have a pretty hefty tuition, and that's, you know, that's a trade-off you get for a good education at a school like Penn State, but it just means you have to be a little more conscious of where your money's going, if you're taking out any loans, that sort of thing. Yeah, awesome. So, exactly, financial literacy means you're saving smart and maybe investing smart or saving smart, spending smart. So how do you prioritize or think of those aspects?
Well, I try to set a goal for myself on how much of a certain thing I can do a week. For example, like going out for food. I try to limit it to once a week, if at all. And if I don't hold myself accountable to that, I take away from something else. If I go out to eat more than once a week, I'll cut back on driving around to save on gas money. So I try to keep an overall budget per week of how much I can spend as long as I have enough income to make up for it per week.
Exactly. So since you do have two jobs, would you say that your income is maybe a little more significant than people who have just one job, you know, typical teenagers?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people that I know don't work more than like 3-4 days a week. And I think that by doing that, even though I lose a little bit of free time, I get a lot more money, obviously. And I also get to kind of enjoy myself more when I am free. And that whole stress of like having money isn't really a problem for me because I'm able to just get it, like do both my jobs, get my work done, and be good whenever I'm free.
Yeah, I'm in a similar position. I have two jobs right now, so I'm working about 5 days a week, but the income is a lot more significant. So it's really important as I'm saving up for, you know, going to college and college tuition. Yeah, so I'm in a similar position. So when you have a job, you have to file W-2s for taxes from your employers. So do you understand how having two different forms to file can affect whether or not you get a tax refund or owe money? Are you aware of that when it comes to your financial literacy?
Not particularly. I don't really deal with a lot of that stuff. My parents are still willing to help me take care of it, so I haven't had to fully leave the nest and do it myself.
Yeah, so something interesting about having two sources of income and receiving two W-2s from two different employers is that at the end of the year, you can actually lead, it can actually lead to you owing more money to the government for taxes, because what can happen is each employer is only calculating taxes based on your income from them specifically. So undercalculations can happen. So have you considered this, or have you accounted for it, or are your parents kind of totally doing that?
I haven't considered any of that. And
well, you learned something new today.
So.
Yeah, well, that's an important part of financial literacy, is understanding the taxes coming out of your paycheck and that sort of thing. But yeah, so one way I account for it is I always have a little bit of extra money stored away, about $100 to $150, just in case if when I file my taxes, I end up owing money. And that's always helpful to have anyway, a little extra money stored away. So as a student heading to college, how are you planning for the transition in terms of saving? And are you preparing for any, like, hidden costs that you might have?
For starters, I've set, like, a goal for how much money I need to have going into college. So I'm making sure I have at least a set amount that I can do, because I don't plan on working the first year of college because it's too busy. There's too many classes and things to focus on. So I'm hoping that I can take care of that and kind of just, like, be able to coast and save my money with that and get through that first year, and then focus more on getting another job out there and taking care of everything I need to.
Yeah, so maybe you've saved up a little extra this year as you're preparing for that.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, yeah. So I'll be going to Cornell University next fall. So I've been saving a little bit extra. I got a second job. I've definitely cut back on spending a lot. So as I've prepared for college, I'm definitely preparing for maybe things are a little more expensive. There's a higher cost of living compared to Pennsylvania. So I think it's really important to also remember that you might not be able to predict certain things that you're going to spend money on before your first year of college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you mentioned you work in food service. So in food service, your income can change every night based on tips. So how do you budget when you don't know exactly how much you'll make this week? Do you base your life on your hourly wage and then treat tips as a bonus?
Well, I base my life around what I'm projected to get in tips, because while I don't know how much I'll make on a Tuesday, I know how much Tuesdays usually make. So I plan out, based on what days of the week I'm working, how much money I'll spend. If I work a Friday, Saturday, and Thursday, I'm more likely to make more money, so I'm not as stingy about how much I can spend that week.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I work as a cashier, but typically Friday nights are super, super busy for us, Sunday nights usually. So I can kind of predict how much I make, but sometimes we do have those slow nights maybe. So then what'll happen is I just, you know, will maybe take out a little bit from savings to use for that week. So it can be hard to balance two jobs, especially as a high school student. When you're making your schedule and picking up shifts, are you thinking about balancing your savings goals on top of your schoolwork and extracurriculars?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I'll have to have shifts that I wanted taken swapped off of because I'll have a test that following day. So I have to be considerate of when I'm working and when I need to be home to study or to get other things done for school and my social life and stuff like that. So I definitely need to plan around everything else, which could affect like how much money I make in a week, like what I do in that week. And you just gotta kind of go with the flow with it. You don't really know what could happen in a week. And a lot of times I don't know what'll happen in a week, and it'll just happen, and I have to be ready to shift what I'm doing to match it.
Yeah, I think for me, I definitely try to prioritize working on the weekends, even though it means I have a little bit less free time, but it means that I can ensure that I don't have, you know, the big test the next day or something else, and I'm guaranteed to get my money and get my expected, you know, tips and income for the week and then save that. So how do you look at banking? So savings can look different based on the types of accounts you have and even what bank you use. So have you looked into that yourself? And do you think that that is an important aspect of your own financial literacy?
The most I've looked into banking is through investments. Like I said, my mom is like a financial consultant. So she's told me and taught me a lot about what investments to do, about like Roth IRAs, stuff like that. So I always know that like I'm in good hands with that, and I know what I need to be putting in to kind of make myself responsible and give myself everything I need to do.
So do you have your own investment accounts?
I'm working on it, actually. We've had some issues with our bank, but
But that's a goal.
It will get set up.
You're working
towards.
It'll
be done soon, yeah.
Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about that decision to set up an investment account?
Well, one of my parents' biggest regrets was that they didn't start up their investment accounts until later in their lives. And, like, through, like, researching it, they found that you can get so much money just by putting it in early.
Right.
And you want to get on that as fast as you can. And you want to be able to put all that in before it becomes, like, before you need that money
before
yourself.
You need the return.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think investment is a really important aspect of financial literacy because a lot of teens and even some adults don't really understand that that's an option or how that process works. So I think it's really awesome that you're already looking towards that goal. And I think that'll be helpful for you in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
So then something unique about working in the food service industry, like we were talking about, is that you often leave your shift with cash tips. So to me, that's sometimes difficult because the cash isn't in my bank account yet. So it's kind of free money almost. So I've had to make it a really big priority to actually go and put that money into my bank account to make sure I'm saving. So how do you resist the urge to spend that money? Or, you know, do you have rules or goals for yourself that you try to reach?
Well, I don't actually touch that money ever. I have tip money, but every 2 weeks, I try to take any money I have. I put it in my room as soon as I get it. I put it, like, in a cabinet. I put it in a box, wherever. And I don't touch it until I go to deposit it. I don't believe in using cash. I'm a full card guy. I don't use anything like that. I'm only in my bank account. So none of that really goes into effect. Unless, for whatever reason, like the ATM wouldn't take it. Then I'll just spend it. Then it's just free money.
So you don't carry cash with you normally?
Never.
That's a really interesting strategy. I often find that I have, you know, I keep my cash with me, but I try to go at the end of every weekend when I'm done working to put that in the bank just to make sure that I'm not, you know, overspending because I want to save those tips because I make more in tips than my paycheck typically. But there are some times like when I go to get my nails done or go to certain restaurants where I have to carry cash and spend cash. So I do always carry it with me. But that's a smart idea. So another component of financial literacy is being smart when you understand the difference in debit and credit cards. So since you're 18 and heading off to college, how have you considered whether or not to open a credit card?
I really haven't considered opening one up. It's a lot of a hassle, and I know there are benefits to it. I've just chosen not to as of yet.
So you're not looking to start building your credit score yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so before we finish up, after our discussion, do you think that establishing strong financial literacy skills is important for young adults and teenagers?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more aware you are of it, the better you're off. There's no like limit to how much you can learn because it's an industry that changes every day. And you never really can get too much knowledge on it because all it does is help you.
Yeah, exactly. I think especially as kids are starting to work and make their own income, it's really important to save that and understand where that money's going and how you're using it because it can only help your future.
Yeah, for sure.
So then if you could give one piece of advice to someone who's just starting high school about financial literacy, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, well, first of all, get a job immediately. Don't wait. Don't do anything like that. Get a job. Get some source of income. And also to just save as much as you can. Don't go out and buy that pizza. Don't go out and go to McDonald's. Save that money while you have it. And if you have an excess amount plus what you like above what you were planning, then you can go out. Then you can treat yourself. But if you're not going to do the work to match it, don't go out spending things.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Nate. This is WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. We'll be back after a short break.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
Hello and welcome back to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today Roland Hillier and I are going to continue discussing financial literacy in teens. To start, tell us a little bit about yourself, Roland.
Yeah, my name is Roland, and I work at the Steele Eye Center in Southside Bethlehem.
And are you in high school?
I am in high school. I am a junior.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about your job. What made you decide to start working?
Yeah, my job is skate guard. So during public skate events at the rink, I hand out skates to anybody that needs them, and then I will get onto the ice and just patrol the ice, make sure everybody's okay, nobody's breaking the rules. The reason I got the job was once I got myself a car, I gained a lot of new expenses I knew I needed money for, such as gas and car insurance, and I really needed a strong source of income to start paying for that.
Awesome. So have you had any education on financial literacy, either from school or from your parents, or have you been more so on your own when it comes to learning about it?
I've had a little from school, but mainly it has come from my parents. They've given me a lot of knowledge and a lot of good knowledge that I do like to use for my everyday life.
Cool. So when you get your first paycheck, it can be very exciting. But at that time, what did you know about financial literacy, and how did you start managing your saving and spending?
Well, I knew some simple methods like 50, 30, 20, how to break up my paycheck, but it really wasn't as much as I thought it was, so those expenses did take up a lot, so I kind of had to start scrambling, but I did get it together, and my income is pretty steady, and I feel like I'm handling it very well.
Awesome. Could you tell us a little bit about the 50-30-20 method you mentioned?
Yes. So once you get your paycheck, the 50 is for spending it on your needs, which for me will be things like gas, car insurance, groceries, things like that. The 30 will go to wants if you want something that isn't necessary, like fast food or clothes, anything like that. And that 20 will be for savings, just go straight to savings, only use it for emergencies, just really try and keep it there.
Yeah, that's very smart. Yeah. So since you talked about how your paycheck was maybe a little less than you thought it was, so when you get a paycheck, there are two numbers listed, your net pay and your gross pay. So your gross pay is the amount you earn before any deductions, such as taxes, while your net pay is what actually goes into your wallet. Have you ever looked at your pay stub and noticed the difference? And was that maybe surprising at first?
I have certainly noticed the difference. It was really when I first got the job and I saw how much they were going to pay me per hour. I started doing all the math and getting all excited. But then once the paychecks actually started coming in and the taxes were taken out, you know, it's a slight bummer.
It's a little surprising. Yeah, yes. Definitely to see it. So when we talked with Nate, we talked about W-2s, which are the forms that your employer gives you to file with the government to explain your taxes and deductions. The W-4 form is the one that you fill out yourself before you start working. Do you know what this form is?
Yeah, the W-4 form is what you fill out. You give your employer information that they can then give to the federal government so they know how much to withhold from your paycheck for taxes.
Yeah, exactly. So every time you get paid, your employer sends a portion of your earnings to the IRS on your behalf. So this is called withholding. And the W-4 helps calculate the amount based on your life situation. So do you think that filling this form out correctly and understanding it is important?
I certainly do think it's important because, you know, if you give them the wrong information, you can become open to paying more than you have to, which you certainly don't want to do, or paying too little, which will get you in trouble.
Yeah, I think it's definitely very important and definitely a very important component of financial literacy to understand what exactly the form does and making sure you're listing the correct information. Is your income predictable or do changes in shifts worked or your availability impact that? And how do you decide to take shifts, especially since you have a busy schedule with hockey?
The shifts are generally given to me about 3 weeks in advance. I try to give my employer my hockey schedule. It does, especially during the season, it interferes a lot, but I do get to take a good amount of shifts.
Yeah, and do you maybe decide how many shifts you need a certain week based on, you know, savings goals or if you need to make a big purchase?
Yeah, if I'm considering making a purchase or I know that something's coming, I will certainly just take time out of my week just to make sure I have time, you know, head into work, make the money.
Yeah, awesome. So do you have your own bank account? And did you do any research when you were opening it?
I do have my own bank account. I didn't do much research. My bank account was opened way before I had a job, so it was really a lot of my parents doing the work.
Yeah. Do you wish you had maybe gone back and looked a little deeper when you were opening it?
Yes, certainly. You know, so I could have more control over my finances. I still don't have a crazy amount of control. And certainly, you know, moving money around, maybe having more accounts, things like that.
Yeah. Sometimes like a student account or certain accounts can be more helpful for helping you track your spending and your saving, things like that. So budgeting is another important part of financial literacy. So you mentioned the 50-20-30 method. Is that how you budget since you have a steady source of income?
I try and stick to it. Some things, you know, will throw a wrench in that, but I generally do stick to that, yes.
Yeah, so since I work in a food service job, I try to save all of my tips since they're more than my paycheck, and then I just use the paycheck for any spending I may need to do during the week. But oftentimes I put about half of that away as well. So another part of financial literacy is smart spending. How do you determine your needs versus your wants?
I really decide my needs based on, you know, would it be a big detriment to my life if, you know, I didn't have it? You know, if I didn't have gas in my car, I'm not going to be able to go to work. I'm not going to be able to go to school. I'm not going to be able to do a lot of important things. And then wants, could I live without it? Which is the opposite of needs.
Right. So you could live without, you know, maybe the fast food or going to Starbucks, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And how do you think, you know, maybe determining your needs versus your wants benefits you?
Well, if you really think about it and you make good decisions, you know, your money will be in a good place. You're not just going on crazy spending sprees or, you know, not spending enough where you really have to.
Yeah, it makes you think about, you know, what exactly you need in terms of your money and then how you're saving. Yeah, awesome. Is it ever hard to say no to hanging out with friends because you're trying to hit a savings goal or, you know, you maybe have a shift you need to work?
It is certainly difficult. I do agree. It's certainly hard to say no because, you know, you're out with friends. You want to head out for food. Everybody else is getting food. It's hard to be the odd one out. You know, I don't have the money, I'm just going to skip out, but everybody else is doing it, and you kind of get peer pressure from it.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's important to remember, you know, that there will be other times where I'm going to hang out with friends and get food or whatever, but there might be a time where I don't have enough money saved up, and that you can't really go back on that. So do you use any digital payment services like Apple Pay or Venmo? And when you're just tapping or swiping, you know, your phone, does the money feel as real as when you're handing over cash? You know, is there a difference for between that for you?
I certainly do think there's a difference. It's much easier to, you know, just pull out your phone and do tap to pay. It's much easier, and that can cause you to just spend more money because you can just do it anytime. Whereas cash, you know, you have to, it's the simple stuff like counting it, pulling it out of your wallet. You really notice it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way as you. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, but to me, spending cash doesn't feel as real because I'm not watching a number in my bank account go down. So I have to be conscious of, you know, maybe I use my credit card or my debit card a little more often so that I can actually see the change. You know, since you talked about how easy it is to use Apple Pay and just tap your phone, it's very easy to sign up for maybe a free trial for a game or a streaming service and then forget about it. Have you ever looked at your bank statement and then realized you were paying for something you didn't even use anymore?
Yes, the free trials have caught me multiple times. And luckily, I've been able to go through bank statements and realize I'm not using whatever service it was at all. And I was able to just go into my subscriptions and cut that out.
Yeah, awesome. So you do look at your bank statements and you stay on top of that.
Yes.
Awesome. That's a very important component of financial literacy. So another important component is understanding interest as part of savings. When you save your money in certain accounts that earn interest, that interest can compound. Compound interest means you earn a certain percentage of interest on the amount in the account rather than just the initial deposit. Have you looked at putting your money into an account like this, and how do you think that would benefit you?
The savings account I have through USAA does give me interest. It's not a very good percentage, but I do see it through the bank statements that I do gain interest.
Yeah, so was that important to you when you were setting up your savings account?
No, not really. I wasn't thinking about that. That was also very much, you know, a while back, so I didn't have as much knowledge as I do now. But if I could go back, I would certainly think about it.
Yeah, would you maybe look for one with a higher rate or, you know, better?
Definitely a higher rate and better benefits.
I'm the same way. I set up a CD, a certificate of deposit, a few years ago with a very, very low interest rate. And now I wish I had gone back and maybe looked for a different one. Another important thing is having an emergency fund. Do you have an emergency fund or, you know, a special savings account in case anything unexpected comes up?
When I think about it, I do have like two kind of emergency accounts. One is my main savings account. I do keep just most of my money in there. And another thing, I have just, you know, envelopes of cash. If need be, you know, I'll have to spend it for, you know, maybe a fender bender with a car, praying that that doesn't happen. But it can be used for instances like that.
Yeah, so you actually have a lot of cash that's not in the bank?
Yes.
What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, I do prefer having paper money when possible. It's just, it feels much safer, you know, with how prevalent fraud is in online banking and cards and how easy it is to get caught up with stuff like that. So with cash, it's, you know, easier to handle, in my opinion, and you don't have to worry about.
That's very interesting. And that goes back to, you know, it's how easy it is to just tap your card or use that. Awesome. So do you think that you have a good grasp on investing as a teen and how that's going to play into your future?
I have not invested anything yet. I am doing research. I am getting more knowledge in that field. When I do turn 18, I do plan on investing. I've considered, you know, investing through a middleman, but I don't really know how I feel about that, especially with the relatively limited funds compared to, you know, how much I'll have when I'm an actual adult and I can control everything myself.
Yeah, so but you're taking the steps now so that you'll be a little bit more set up in the
yes.
future. Awesome. And then since you aren't 18 or a senior yet and you have another year before you head off to college, how are you planning to make smart decisions now before then, and how do you think that financial literacy comes into play?
You know, the financial literacy, it'll enable me to be able to keep more money to myself, especially going into senior year where I won't actually have to be in school as much. I'll be able to work more, get more hours, get more money, and I'll be able to keep that as I go off to college.
Yeah, I definitely envy you a little bit because as, you know, the oldest child going into college applications, I wasn't really aware of, you know, the cost of tuition and how expensive it can really be and my family situation with it. So now at the end of senior year, I'm kind of working a lot more than I would like to be because I have to save up a little bit of extra. So maybe that'll give you some more free time to enjoy the end of your senior year then. So you're learning a lot now. If you could add maybe a money matters or, you know, a financial literacy class to your high school curriculum, what do you think would be the most important for students?
The most important thing would probably be just in general bills, you know, electricity, heating. A lot of that will matter when, you know, you graduate from high school, you move on to your own place. You don't really get told these things as a child, you know, your parents just take care of all that. Luckily with my parents, they kind of teach me about that, and I have come to realize it's a big part and you really have to lock in and know how to handle those bills.
Yeah, and then if you could go back to the day before you started your very first shift and you could give yourself one piece of financial literacy advice, what would it be?
I would actually give myself two. It would be to consider taxes much more when it comes to how much money is actually coming in. And another thing would be really just pushing down how much you spend on wants rather than needs and savings, because I feel like I kind of fell into that trap, especially when I first started. I got all this money coming in. I felt like I was on top of the world. I can spend whatever, wherever I want, when in reality, it's nothing like that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Roland. It's been very interesting to hear the difference in financial literacy knowledge and perspective between a high school senior and a junior. My name is Eliza Moore. Thank you for listening to WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. Teen Money Matters is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believe lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.